Hard to believe that today we begin the second half of this year of 2022, the second half of our 100th anniversary. And on this day, we begin the month of July with a feast which gives the title to the whole month and the dedication to the whole month of July, the Feast of the Most Precious Blood of Jesus. And thus all the readings, the epistle from St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews and the Gospel of St. John speak about the blood of Christ. It is by the blood of Christ that we are saved, that we are cleansed, that we are redeemed. And of course, St. Paul reminds us that if by the blood of calves and goats and the ashes of an heifer that was sprinkled on the people, they were cured of physical diseases, then how much more by the blood of Christ will we be cleansed and cured if we allow that to happen, because we need to wish it to happen and allow Christ to enter into our souls and his precious blood to cleanse us and wash us and purify us and redeem us. And so it is by the blood of Christ, the most precious blood of Christ, that we are indeed redeemed. And so on this day, we honor his most precious blood. And of course, it is not that we do not wish to honor the body of Christ too. But it is very important that the reason why at the Mass the host is consecrated, and of course that is the body and blood, but symbolically it is the body. And the chalice of wine is consecrated separately. It reminds us of the fact that it is a sacrifice. And the blood and the body of Christ are violently separated one from the other. Christ lies there dead on the cross and his blood is poured out. And then St. Longinus, who was cured by that same blood, pierces his most sacred heart and immediately come forth blood and water, as St. John testifies, who was right there with the Blessed Mother. Very possibly they too were sprinkled with that most precious blood. And at that moment, the church was born. Just as on the side of Adam, when God took out his rib, Eve was created, so too, at the moment of his death on the cross, Mary standing by the cross as a representative of the whole church and the mother of the whole church by his command, at that moment, the church is born when Christ's side is opened, just as the first Adam's side was opened. And so we have the complementarity and the perfection of prophecy. In the Old Testament, the old Adam and the new and the old Eve, who sinned and caused us our horrible trials and eventually for some eternal hell. In the New Testament, Christ, the new Adam, and Mary, the new Eve, who bring about the birth of the body of Christ on earth, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And from that side of Christ, pierced by a lance, come forth the sacraments, the water representing the baptism by which, through the blood of Christ and by the Holy Spirit, we are washed and made clean and saved from eternal death. And the blood, which we will receive in the Eucharist when we receive the host, which is the body and blood, soul and divinity of the same Jesus Christ. And so today, indeed, is a great feast. In modern times, this feast was restructured and renovated in the church under the auspices of the great saint from Rome, Saint Gaspar del Bufalo. Saint Gaspar founded the Congregation of the Most Precious Blood, and many, many souls were saved because of his preaching and his teaching, and reminding people of the reality of the holy sacrifice of Calvary. And of course, this sacrifice, we are reminded, is what takes place here today, when at the words of consecration, the priest, by the power of God and the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Change changes bread and wine into the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Here we are participants in the holy sacrifice of Calvary. Here we are participants of the blood that sprinkled St. Longinus and restored him his sight that was being slowly loosed by illness. Here we stand by the cross with Mary and St. John, beloved disciple, to become the heirs of the kingdom of God. So today we give thanks and praise to God Almighty for this great sacrifice. In addition, there are two saints, one of them the brother of Moses, of Saint Moses, Saint Aaron, whose feast is today, and another saint, also named Aaron, who was also a martyr. So today we honor these saints who bear the name of the one who represents Christ in the Old Testament priesthood, which is replaced by the priesthood of Jesus Christ, the priesthood of Melchizedek, which is forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.